where do you want to begin? I mean, you've just been putting in work with the U.S. team, getting ready for London. Summer League's on the horizon. You're going to take in a little summer. You're going to watch a little Summer League, watch the young buck Terrence Ross?
They had practice yesterday. I got out there with them and, you know, just try to get out there and get them a little advice, playing with them a little bit, trying to be on the court with my new teammates, with him and Quincy Acey. So it was pretty cool yesterday.
On the line with DeMar DeRozan of the Raptors, Tim and Sid, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. When he got drafted, DeMar, we spoke to him, and we asked him who in the league he would compare himself to. And the name he brought up was Jason Richardson. Hmm. What name would you bring up?
What name would I bring up?
Yeah.
That's a tough one. You know, I always try to separate myself from and try to be my own player at the end of the day. You know, it's kind of tough, you know, if I compare myself to somebody.
No, I mean, who would you – sorry, DeMar, I didn't phrase it properly. Who would you compare Terrence to in the league?
Oh, Terrence.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man. It's hard. You know, I see a little Tracy McGrady in him. You know, he definitely athletic. He definitely could shoot the ball. You know, it's fun being watching him, you know, play with him. I shot this morning with him in the gym. We worked out together, so – No, he's pretty good. You know, I think he definitely
can
help us.
DeMar DeRozan joining us on Tim and Sid. What you know about Kyle Lowry?
Oh, man, I've always been a fan of Kyle Lowry ever since he was in college. You know, tough guard, you know, especially for his size, man. He definitely holds his own. You know, and he's always fun to watch. You know, during the lockout last year, I watched him a lot in the summer. And the things he do to be that size and that, you know, to be that little, you know, it's definitely good to watch.
On the line with DeMar DeRozan. Okay, DeMar, we're just going to throw out names that might be teammates yours next season. Here's the next one. What do you know of Landry Fields?
I know Landry Fields. I played against him in college, high school. You know, he's from around the same area as I'm from. You know, so I've been knowing him for a while. Hard worker. Every time he's on the court, he plays extremely hard, you know. He do a lot of little things as well. You know, he's a great rebounder to be a wing player. So, you know, it's definitely fun watching him play as well.
Did you get lured like the rest of Toronto and get excited about the prospects of playing with Steve Nash?
I mean, you know, I think everybody did. You know, I think it would have definitely been a cool experience, not just for myself, for the country of Canada alone. You know, I think that would have definitely been big. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's a business, and, you know, he made his choice to go to L.A. You know, I wish Nash all the best.
You know what, DeMar, I got to be honest. You know, I mean, I've been in the city when Vince Carter kind of checked out, and obviously Chris Bosh leaving is still fresh.
Mm-hmm.
As an observer of your team, it felt like a sucker punch, honestly, when Steve Nash didn't come to this market. I almost took it harder than the Bosh leaving, then Vince Carter checking out. It just felt like someone hit me in the stomach because I fell in love with the idea so much. How did you react to it?
You know, sometimes you never can get too high and you never get too low because at the end of the day, you know, it's a business and you got to understand what comes with it. So, you know, you never can get your hopes up too high and you never can get them too low. So, you know, that's where I was at with the whole situation. So, you know, like I said, at the end of the day, I just wish him the best. If it was with us or if it's with anybody else.
I got an idea, DeMar. Can you convince Dwight Howard to come to Toronto?
Hey, they're going to need more than me to do.
A couple million here and there. I'm sure we can find that scratch if you can do it. Let me ask you about the Vegas experience and the select team experience, because any of us who watch the 20 years after Dream Team know what an important role the select team can play in the selection of Team USA. What's the biggest thing that you learned just spending the summer on the floor?
Man, the way all them guys, you know, approach every second, every minute, every play, every possession on the court, you know, and how intense and focused and in tune they be, you know. I was definitely honored to be able to play with, you know, all them guys this whole week. You know, I learned a lot, and, you know, I think it helped my confidence more than anything, knowing, you know, I could play with these guys and just learning little things from him. Not even just the players, the coaches as well. Just being around Coach K, all the stuff he did in college and coaching these guys. You know, you just learn so much, and you know, it was definitely a great experience for me.
DeMar, when you say the little things, can you cite an example? Like, what are you talking about?
You know, just the how vocal everybody is, you know, and how big of a part that could play in a game, you know, and just this whole week, just being out there on the floor with LeBron and seeing how vocal he is and getting everybody in tune, making sure everybody in the right spot, knowing where, you know, a player like Kevin Love liked the ball, just little things like that, just being a general out there and making teammates better, you know, little things like that that everybody else that's not on the court don't get to see, you know, that definitely make the game a lot easier.
Being on the court is such a huge thing, and I think any basketball fan to look around and see the dudes that were in that room would be in awe. Who was the one guy on the floor that you're like, wow, I didn't know he was this bleeping good?
You know, it's tough because I know a lot of those guys for a while, and, you know, man, it's just everybody out there was just on a whole different level on both ends of the courts, and you know, it was just amazing just being able to be out there with all them guys, at you know, going at them at a high level. You know, so it's not just one person that stood out because everybody was definitely at the top of their game.
DeMar DeRozan here on Tim and Sid Sportsnet 590. The Fan. DeMar in Vegas was working out with Team USA on the men's side, this version of the Dream Team, getting ready for the London Olympics. Kobe Bryant, DeMar, this week made a pretty interesting comment in terms of what this Dream Team would do against the 92 team of Barcelona. Now, you, of the three of us in this conversation, only one of us has been on the court with them recently, and that would be you. When you hear that comment, based on what you know of basketball history and how much you respect it, what do you make of it? If you had to pair those two teams up, who would win?
Man, that's amazing. You know, just the thought of it is definitely crazy, but you know, I think like everybody else, it's just gonna be imagination. We'll never know. We could say this, we could compare this player to this player, but you know, at the end of the day, we'll never know. It'd be a hell of a game. I know that.
You know what I'd love to do, and maybe we'll do it in a segment once you got, is have a draft. Like, let's draft the dudes from both teams, because it would be interesting as hell to see who goes where.
My first pick would be Christian Laettner. That's the first guy I take. DeMar, who's of the guys who are going to London, the guys you've been working out with, who's the hungriest?
The hungriest?
Yeah.
Man, all them guys hungry. But, you know, one player that was everywhere, diving out of bounds into the crowd, on the defensive end, everywhere, was Russell Westbrook, you know. He must have drunk two Red Bulls before every practice. he was definitely all over the floor, you know, getting after loose balls and everything. So you know, that's one guy that I was amazed with just his energy for that whole, you know, hour and a half we was on the court.
DeMar, how much of that is obviously, you know, the season didn't end the way Russell wanted it to. He had a tremendous season. The finals was not a great moment. How much do you think that played a part in what you saw?
Oh man, I think it played a lot. You know, especially me knowing how hungry those guys is from him, Kevin Durant, James Harden.
Yeah.
You know, they definitely wanted to take that ring home, and you know, you can see they still hungry. You know, and they still want to get after it every day. And you know, that can't do nothing but help guys like myself and everybody else that was on the court, because you see how much everybody wants the ultimate goal, what we play for in the NBA, and that's a championship.
It's funny because I was just thinking about you moving into, you know, season number four, and we talk to a lot of athletes, and the one thing that impresses me the most is guys who say they realized at a certain point in their career it clicked. Do you think that moving into this and doing these things in the summer and seeing those guys can help it click for you?
Oh yeah, most definitely. You know, I think you can look at guys like Kevin Love, Russell Westbrook, you know, all them guys when they was on the select team and in my same situation, they next season, you know, that was the season where they really stepped it up to the next level, you know, because I think just being in this situation, just it just helps you so much and see the things you probably haven't seen in your previous years in the league. And sometimes players need this experience to go through to, you know, really break through their potential of you know, how they could play.
DeMar DeRozan on the line with Tim and Sid. Before we let you go, is DJ Quick, born and raised in Compton, the anthem for Compton? Or do you have to go NWA or even Gorilla Black?
Yeah, DJ Quick is definitely okay. From the city of Compton.
All right.
That's what I said, DeMar. You wouldn't listen to me.
We just wanted to make sure that we played the correct anthem for Compton.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, that was the perfect one.